Welcome, and thank you for tuning in today. I'm your host, Sabrina Winters, Senior Counsel at Sabrina Winters Attorney at Law, PLLC, an estate planning and probate law firm located in the Ballantyne area of Charlotte, North Carolina. Today we will be talking about transfer on death accounts. Of course, you will always need to consult with an attorney before proceeding with any type of estate planning. Minimizing probate costs or avoiding probate altogether is a very real concern for people who want to make certain assets such as stocks, bonds, brokerage, and bank accounts automatically pass to their heirs upon their death. In such a scenario, transfer on death accounts, which are also known as TODs, can be a very useful and convenient estate planning tool in making sure your loved ones are financially taken care of in your absence. Essentially, transfer on death agreements allow you to pass ownership of your accounts directly to a beneficiary of your choosing at your death. If an account were in your name alone and without a named beneficiary, that account would be subjected to probate fees and be required to pass through probate before it could properly be distributed. Keep in mind that if you do not have a last will and testament or a living trust, these accounts would be distributed according to North Carolina intestacy laws. What does this mean? It means that North Carolina has basically decided through its own statutes who receives your property if you don't say so yourself. Yet you may be wondering, what's wrong with going through North Carolina probate and why bother with tools such as TODs to avoid it? 1. Many people wish to avoid involvement with Mecklenburg County or Union County probate court simply because it could take longer than anticipated before the funds actually reach the desired beneficiaries. This is problematic for families who desperately need the assets to pay for burial expenses, outstanding medical bills, mortgage payments, and general living expenses. 2. The accounts that are in the sole name of the decedent without a named beneficiary are subjected to the probate court fees based on the value. By simply adding a named beneficiary, you could, substantially in some cases depending on the value of the asset, reduce the mandatory probate court fees. 3. One of the most significant drawbacks of probate is that your assets, their values, and beneficiaries will be made public for anyone to see. This aspect of North Carolina probate is especially troublesome to some who want to maintain their privacy after their death and the privacy of their family. Many people do not want scam artists knowing what their heirs stand to inherit upon their passing. What a transfer on death agreement will not do: 1, it will not help you avoid probate on the rest of your personal effects, such as jewelry, collections, family heirlooms, the contents of your home, and accounts held in your name alone. 2. It will not help you minimize the amount of estate taxes your family might have to pay upon your passing or protect your assets if incapacity and not death occurs. 3. It will not preserve that asset from being frivolously spent by a child who may be too young to understand the value of money. It is important you speak with a North Carolina probate attorney before making any decisions about your financial or legal affairs. While a transfer on death agreement is indeed a useful estate planning tool that can help you avoid probate fees, it may not be the best or the only tool your family needs to ensure they are protected should something unexpectedly happen to you. Thank you for tuning in today, and I will talk to you soon.